Guess Who's Back.
Tipton Tiger Football.
Third and Long podcast, Clint, is back for it's second back season.
For our 2024 edition.
I don't think too many people thought we were going to be back for a second season, this guy right here.
I'm shocked the sponsors picked us back up. I'm shocked management wanted us back, but it was the public response, and they wanted us. And so we're here to serve.
We're here to serve. Second season, third and long, hopefully bigger, badder, and better. We're actually live down here on Tipton's practice field, which brings me to my first point. Everyone's got sponsorships. They're all naming
absolutely
stuff.
Absolutely, yep.
Why does this practice field not have a name? It should be maybe,
you know,
Principal Financial Practice Field.
I feel like if we pitch that to the right company, like Principal Financial, you just never know. I'm not sure where the sign would go.
Well,
you
got
the
highway.
Would go.
That's true. You got the highway right there. You got Red Pin Lounge.
I mean, that's the deal. Right now, we're staring right at Red Pin Lounge, which has always been a really good supporter of Third and Long Podcast and Tipton Tiger.
Be a great practice field for them. Just some ideas out there.
Perfect spot. Hey, anyone listening, the sponsorship's open.
Yep. And I guess if it doesn't, nothing comes of it, we're going to have to name it after an old coach. I think for all the old listeners, Paul Sesker.
I'm not from Tipton. I've heard
coach
some good.
Blake. Someone like that.
I've heard good Coach Blake stories since I've been here.
It'd be a good practice field. So anyways, we are live, actually, from practice here on a Wednesday. The Tigers are doing their dynamic warm-ups right now. The coaches are looking at their sheets, trying to get everyone set up for the practice.
And we are 9 days away from actual game time.
I was thinking about this today. This is a perfect time. I love this time of year. You got the seasons. You got obviously Christmas, right?
Yep. Yeah.
It's iconic.
Yeah.
You've got spring where you got spring break. You got NCAA March Madness, the Masters. That's an iconic time.
Sure.
4th of July, you're out boating. You got the fireworks. You're with friends, barbecues.
Absolutely. Yep.
My last one, and this is one of my favorites, is this right before fall, right before school. You got the whistles flying out on the practice field, and everyone's getting ready for their start of their new season with new hope. And that's the season we're in right now.
Absolutely. And that's the deal. The weather's perfect right now. And like you said, it's hope. Everyone has the idea of what they can get done and what they can accomplish throughout the season. And, it's just it's an exciting time of year. And like you said, first time we've ever done this live from practice, which is kind of cool. We'll get hopefully we're going to talk to a couple players here as they come through.
I said it already. We're going to be bigger and badder and better. The BBB.
This is...
And I tell you what, we're starting off on the practice field. We can only go down from there.
And this is also the first time we've done a preseason.
A preseason
podcast. We will be back next week with a week one.
Previewing Eliza Muscatine.
Muscatine.
We'll have a little better idea of what we're seeing now that we're here at the practice field.
Absolutely.
But, our eventual goal for this thing is not to continue to do this. We actually would love to hand this off. And I'm so surprised. The school has no social media presence in terms of the students running this.
Right.
I would love for this to be a class. Social media is huge right now.
Absolutely.
Website development's huge. They should have a program so that anyone listening that has ties to the school, and I'm going to mention it to them, let's have a student run social media that can run the school's website. They can run the athletics site. They can run, quite frankly, they can run this podcast.
That would be
the
eventual goal. Someone who has a passion in this world for athletics and would like to get into the podcast world and see what this is all about. Yeah, we would love to, you said, turn this over to the school. It would be a ton of fun.
Yeah, and you also have TigerCast, which is the live video where they're going to be using Huddle for that, where you can watch it. It's a perfect tie-in for that, where they can run that on Friday nights. They can do it for basketball, all the different sports.
It really is. What's kind of fun, this last year we saw Rachel Bierman come back.
Yes.
Who was kind of a broadcast major, I believe, in college. And she was doing some of the
internship for those type of people.
Absolutely. So if that's what you're interested in, let us know.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. We already have the website, TiptonTigers.com. I could not believe we got that last year.
Unbelievable.
I just popped it in.
Insane.
And there it was. We
still
also
available.
Got Tipton Tigers on X. Today. I just signed up. So we are now on X, Third and Long.
On X.
Username, Tipton Tigers. If you can't find that, I don't know how to
find it. It'd be the easiest search you'll have.
So that tells you. Tipton Tigers social media program. I thought I was going to have to go Tipton Tigers 19874.
We got to step up our social media presence.
That's exactly right.
And we're putting on the student body. We know you guys are savvy in that world. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. So let's transition to the football team here.
Yep.
What's your initial thoughts here on size, numbers? What are you seeing out here, Clint? You've been around football for a while. Playing
so,
out of college town.
Yes. That is, size. So what I think, the same thing we probably lacked a little bit last year was size. I think where we're probably going to be good again is that skill positions, the speed, the reaction time on the field. I think we're going to have to be creative in our play calling and make sure we can get our quarterback, who is likely to be Aiden Boston, out of the pocket and get him mobile and use our speed to our advantage.
Yep. One thing that's great about this program is stability. Coach Nord has now been here. This is his third football year.
I think it's
third or fourth. Yeah, so basically where I was going with that is the freshmen, their freshman year is when Coach Nord took over.
Yep.
So they're coming in, and they've been a part of Coach Nord's program. And that's a big thing. When you're building culture and how you want to do things, they know what's going on. The seniors have been through it, and they can pass that on to the freshmen. Whereas when you first come in and trying to build, it's tough. It's a culture shock. The seniors don't know anything. Yeah. The freshmen don't know anything, and they're trying to build.
And some consistency in staff, too. So Griffin Ormsby and Coach Klubka and
Coach Bolger.
So he's got consistency in the staff, too. And so I'd say we're starting to see some familiarity from these players as they're coming on the field. They know what the offense looks like. They know what the defense looks like. They're coming in and not having to relearn every year.
Yep. And knowing from talking to Coach Nord, he's a big believer in adapting the system to the players you have. Obviously, we don't have 300-pound kids running around here this year, hardly ever in Tipton. So you've got to be creative. You got to adapt. You got to figure out ways that you're going to get the ball in the end zone and stop the other team from scoring as well. And I think we're going to see that this year. So,
yep.
All right. So as we talked about, we're going to talk about the new year. But first, we kind of abruptly ended last year. We didn't get a final podcast in last year.
And I think it was just a rough ending to the year.
It was a sour taste, and just kind of wanted to forget about it and move on to this year, and here we are.
Yep.
But for those of you that were around last year and remember last year, what a sweet start. We started 4-0, had some bumpy roads there at the end, especially the last two games, and the last one was just a monsoon and
I was gonna
playing
say,
a really good football team. It didn't go the way.
I was going to say,
injuries.
Not a single bounce went in our direction that game. We played, like you said, take nothing away from Monticello. A great football team. Preston Reese was a great football player. Looked like the only person playing on a dry field out there while everyone else was playing in 6 inches of water. So, it was a rough ending to the year, but it was fun. The start of that season was fun because we hadn't seen a 4-0 team in a bit.
We needed that.
We needed that start, and these boys needed to feel what that was like to win football games. And so, love what I see out here today, and if that's going to carry over into how this season starts in 2024.
Yeah, and it's a very senior-laden class, obviously. Some big kids that are leaving the program, and that you're always interested to see who's going to take over the leadership role.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see that kind of fresh mindset of, hey, this is a new year, new team, new bodies. Let's see what we can do. And if you know anything about our district football, we have the exact same schedule as last year.
Yes, we do.
Just flip-flop. So we start off Loaiza Muscatine next week. They come here.
Yep.
We put a thumping on them. Hopefully we'll see much of the same this year, but that was a great start last year.
Oh, that was just fun.
Just came out.
That was a fun game.
Got that running clock in the second half. That's what you want to see.
We haven't seen that here in a bit.
Nope.
So that was fun.
And then Vinton Shelsburg, remember last year we went up there. That was a tight game. That was a game that could have went both ways. We kind of controlled it in the second half and won that game and started off 2-0. I think everyone got excited.
And again, that was the game, though, where things got scary for us as Aiden Boston went down as our starting quarterback, and then our backup quarterback and Ian Spangler went down, and we were running with our third string quarterback by the end of that game.
That was
a scary game injury wise, but we walked away with a win from a pretty good Vinton Shelsburg team up there.
Sure was on two road wins. Then we came home, we played Mount Pleasant. We're going to be at Mount Pleasant, so we'll be reversing that this year. Not really sure, as a new coach last year, it's a 3A program, so you always worry they're going to have the numbers. They're going to be battle-tested. So that'll be a tough one going down to Mount Pleasant, a little bit of an hour,
hour drive. Our furthest away game.
Yep.
Sure.
And then we start our district schedule with at West Liberty on that brand-new turf, brand-new football complex.
Yeah.
It'll probably be their first conference game, district game
on the new
at the new turf. So that'll be an interesting first game for us in the district. So
again, once again, it's a winnable game, I believe. Yeah. I'm looking at this.
And, you know, if the things go the way they did last year and you start off 4-0, guess what you got? Homecoming.
Yep.
Against Comanche at home. So it's an early homecoming, the 27th of September, but it'll be a great spot, whether you're coming in undefeated or needing a win. Homecoming is a great spot for that to kind of rally around and get people fired up for it. So
absolutely. And the Comanche game was another one of those games last year where nothing went our way. Every bounce went towards Comanche. So that was a team that I still think we could have hung with. And I'm excited to see the rematch of the Comanche game this year.
Yep. And then our last part of the season, we got at Anamosa. We need a little, you know, we need a retaliation for that.
Absolutely.
And then the last two, if you can't get fired up for those two, they put a hurting on us. Northeast, one of the toughest games I've seen us play, just nothing went our way. I
mean,
it was, I'm not going to recap it because it's not good.
That's a good call.
It was cold.
That was brutal.
And then the last game, obviously we had injuries galore. We were playing a lot of young guys, and we ran into a buzzsaw with Monticello in a rainy game.
Yeah.
It couldn't have gone any worse. Just a bad way to end the season. And we didn't end up having a playoff game. Obviously missed the playoffs by one game, and then decided not to play a final game because of injury. So,
and like you said, end of the season with a bad taste in our mouth. I want to see how that carries over to this group, and you know, if they want to get that out of their mind and get it out quick.
Yep.
Next week against the Louisa Muscatine.
Yeah, it's a great way to start us off. I like playing a team that's, you know, obviously trying to build their program up. It's a perfect time for us to come in and show what we've got and get some confidence right away, just
absolutely,
like we did last
yes.
year. So,
yep.
Looking at the new squad, let's just run through kind of some stats from last year to see what we got coming back as well as what we're losing. As with any football team, you're going to have some people step up. You're never going to have everyone return. Very rarely does that happen. And we lost a lot. You know, obviously, Aiden Boston will start with the quarterback. He is back. Hopefully we'll talk with him later on tonight and just see how he's doing with his knee.
Yep.
He had a great start to the season, and losing him was a...
What we saw to Aiden early last year, darn near star power. The ball he threw was fantastic. What's going to be interesting is to stay healthy. Is he not going to run as much? Is he not going to be quite as mobile back there? Is he going to get rid of the ball in different situations where he probably wouldn't have last year? So it's going to be interesting to see Aiden's mindset as he runs through the start of the season.
Yeah, and I think the way our offense is ran, we're going to ask him to run a little bit. That's pretty obvious. And so he's going to get it tested right away. It looks like he is wearing a knee brace. Maybe
thank,
has protection.
Thank God. That's what I want.
you know, I tore my ACL my junior year in basketball, came back my senior year. Not to go too far into the Josh Hines glory days, but there is a little hesitancy.
Absolutely.
Where you just are kind of wondering. But once you get one or two games under you, you don't even think about it. So
yep.
I think
yep.
he'll be the same.
I think it'll be great.
He had his two great games. He threw for 229 yards, three touchdowns, no picks. Was off to just kind of that blazing start. And then, you know, you obviously weren't too nervous because you had Ian Spangler, who played the quarterback position. You know, it wasn't really what he thought he was going to play, so you kind of had to adjust the offense. But we're losing Ian as a backup quarterback. He threw for 404 yards in his relief of Aiden, four touchdowns and a pick. So not terrible, but obviously wasn't a passing offense after Aiden.
And one of the bigger losses for Aiden isn't so much going to be Ian, but his receiving core that he threw to.
Yep.
Which I think is going to be important. The three touchdowns, I believe, were all to Griffin Naderman last year. And because he had that speed on the outside, and Aiden got him some really nice balls early on in the season. So finding the replacement and the one he's going to throw to and the target he's going to pick is going to be really, really important.
Yep, and then, you know, obviously Garrett Fitch played a little bit, 93 yards. You know, he had a nice big touchdown at Vinton Schellsberg, that big long touchdown.
Yep.
Did have some struggles there at the end. Threw five picks, but he was being pressed into a role, young player. But it's nice to know we have someone that's been on a varsity field, taking a snap, command a huddle.
Taking some hits.
In case someone like Boston, something happens or needs a relief or something, we have someone that can come.
And honestly, watching Garrett a little bit here in warm-ups and in practice, he's gotten bigger, stronger, faster. You can see that he's done some work in the weight room, and he throws a really nice ball. So
yep.
I got confidence in Garrett.
Yep, so moving on to running back, we lost a couple big ones. Obviously, Landon Hollab was kind of the heart and soul of our offense last year, ran for 480 yards, six touchdowns. He was the bell cow on third and three that you handed the ball off and said, go get us a first down, and we were in a lot of those positions.
We had that a lot.
We had to march down the field and relied on him to get those 4 yards to first down.
Yeah, he was our workhorse. He's noticeably gone. And I one of my biggest question marks coming into this year is our tailbacks off the spot. So, and what can we do there, and who are we going to bring in that's going to do what Landon was able to do last year, and that's put his head down and get those really tough yards.
Well, and one of the things you saw when, with Ian going to quarterback, he ran the ball a ton. Mm-hmm. He ran for 425 yards, which almost matched Landon, three touchdowns. He saw him a lot of games where he would go out to pass, nothing was there, took off, ran.
Yeah.
He got a lot of yards out of broken plays like that. Hopefully we don't have as much as that. And you saw that from Aiden. You know, Aiden was our leading rusher last year in the two games that he played. He had 101 yards rushing and a touchdown. So that's, I think he's got some legs.
He's got fantastic
legs. Once he gets comfortable, I think you're going to see him run a little bit. Get outside. You're hearing that whistle.
Woo!
God. Football team's coming
so
in.
Good.
And then obviously we got some newcomers. And this we don't know a lot. Obviously Ethan Howell played some JV. He got a little limited run at the end. Had 54 yards and a touchdown. Everett Giese had 26 yards and a touchdown. But I from what I've been told and what I've been seeing, we've got a new player, Miles Christian, is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
He looks the part.
Yep.
Looks like he's kind of spent some time with Coach Blutka in the weight room.
Yep.
And I think he's going to be take that Landon role of, here's the ball, go get us some yards.
And again, I have a bunch of confidence in Ethan Holub as well. Made it to quite a few JV games last year and was able to watch him. He runs a whole heck of a lot like his brother.
Yeah.
And so he's not scared to put his head down and like I said, get the tough yards too. So
I think you might have a little thunder and ice there with Ethan having a little more kind of quickness and get to the edge.
Yeah,
and maybe Miles going in between the tackles and getting those tough yards. It's going to be a fun,
like
fun
I said,
watching
that,
those two.
That's my biggest question mark on this team is that tailbacks, our backfield really. And so I'm really excited to see how that looks like next week against Eliza.
And you can never have too many running backs. I'm sure there's some others that maybe we're missing here. But there's that, the way we run our offense, we're going to be needing a bunch of running backs to kind of fill these roles. But those are the few that we're seeing right now. And then at receiver, you lost kind of the deep threat, the take the top off. Griffin Naderman was just deadly with that. And you saw the first half of the year, teams weren't ready for his speed. They weren't prepared for what he was going to do. And he had 15 touchdowns, 312 yards, 5 touchdowns. But most of that was the first part of the year where he was just running 9 routes, fly routes down.
When teams hadn't scouted him right yet.
And you had Aiden throwing to him,
absolutely.
With that nice deep ball.
Once teams figured out Griffin, they put someone over the top and tried to shut that down
a little bit.
But you're right. Finding that wide receiver that's – Aiden's going to need that go-to person. And so finding that the right wide receiver for him to get to that he's going to have confidence in that's going to catch the ball, I think is going to be really, really important those first two games.
And so we lost two others. Preston Daylow, he had 20 catches, 192 yards, 1 touchdown, and Zach Benz with 9 catches, 89. Those were your main receivers last year, and we lost them all to senior class. Now, normally you'd be thinking, we're in big trouble. I actually think we're pretty healthy at receiver. We've got a lot of different options. I think once Aiden gets comfortable, we'll talk to him about who he's feeling comfortable with. But you've got Jacob Boddicker out there, Jason Johnson, Wyatt Ham, Jacob Barton. And those three had a handful of catches last year. And then you've got a bunch of these that you just maybe some people are stepping up. And I can see that being a case for.
Yeah, I even think we're deep. Like not only do we have a really nice lineup there, I think we're deep there because you can throw Boovy and Cruz into that.
Well, I'm missing, Carter Hermson,
I actually think we're deeper at wide receiver than we potentially have ever been, even though we lost, three really go-to guys last year.
Yep.
I think Aiden's going to find someone to pass to. It's going to be who's going to be his security blanket. When the pocket's breaking down and he needs to get rid of the ball, I want to know who he's going to go to and he's going to look at the most.
I missed one. Gavin Sorgen Fry.
Yes.
And if any inclination, everything I see from him, he likes to do flips and catch the ball. He's a great athlete. I could see him really stepping up. Get his opportunity to go in and I could see him really shining.
I just see Gavin laying some serious hits on defense.
We're going to get to defense.
That's where I'm excited with Gavin.
Calm down. But yes. I think we're deep there, and I think it's a matter of who wants to step up and take the lead and who's Aiden going to feel comfortable that they're going to catch the ball going over the middle and what can they do after the catch. But right now we don't have that Griffin Naderman that's going to run a 9 route and you're going to lob it up.
Field.
So we'll see what happens with that. But I feel comfortable with our receivers. So let's flip, because I know you're getting excited. Let's flip over to the defensive side.
Awesome.
We lose two-thirds of our tackles from last year. Two-thirds. Now, we do have a third of them coming back, so
that's
whatever
true.
Side you want to look
that's
at.
True.
But it's a lot of tackles that got to be made up.
Yeah.
Just looking at it, I'll just run through this real quick. Landon Holub at 26 tackles, 2 sacks. Preston Dalo, 23 tackles. Griffin Nader with 19 tackles, 3 picks. Preston had 4 interceptions. And then you had Aiden Graves, who is the unsung hero, I thought, on the defense last year.
Yep.
34 tackles, 9 sacks. That's going to be a tough one to make up.
Gosh,
and then obviously Cole Keim on the line, 30 tackles, 3 sacks. Lucas Sutton. That's a lot of beef over there.
Losing Lucas Sutton's size.
Yeah.
He took up room on the D-line. And that, we're going to miss that.
Yeah.
You highlighted that Aiden Graves. He was my surprise of last year. And it was so much fun to watch him play. I loved his motor. I loved the way he played. And, we're definitely going to notice he's gone. So someone has to step up and take that type of role that Aiden Graves had last year.
Well, and you had him and Landon right there at the linebacker spot, and it felt like teams could not run the ball against us.
Yep.
And we were able to stop them, and that's what kept us in games a lot of times is
absolutely.
Us stopping the run.
Yeah.
To your point, who's going to run that? We'll see.
Right.
I know we've got some returners coming back. Just run through these. We've got Wyatt Ham had 35 tackles. You've got Jacob Boddicker had 13 tackles. Maxon Fogg had 13. Jacob Barden had 4.5. Carter Hermson had 19. Hayden Kroc, who could fill that role for the Cole Keim, Lucas Sutton, he had 17 tackles, 3 sacks, great junior year. And then Jackson Johnson had 17.5 tackles and a pick. So some dudes are coming back, but it's a matter of who's going to step up there. Just from looking at it, I think you're going to see Carter running, it's not his brother's, running that mic. You've got some different people at the robber position, Jacob Langley, strong safety. It'd just be interesting to see.
That was one I was going to be interested to see was Jacob Langley in the robber position. Hermiston Christian filling out our linebacker core. Jacob Boddicker, he had such good flashes at the end and outside last year.
Yep.
I see him setting edges well. I see him, honestly, I kind of like his motor when he gets excited and he wants to play. He's the one that had all the great pictures in the paper of flexing. Him and Jody Glubka flexing after a couple sacks and stuff. I like it when Jacob gets excited about this game because he's pretty dominant. He's got great size when he's in there. And, I think we have the pieces on defense. We're missing the size on the inside. So size on the inside is important because that's what clogs up the middle, and we need D-line to make messes in the trenches. And so
they're running defense right now, so I'm getting a look here. Just got to look at the numbers. But it looks to me, just from what I'm seeing out here, you got Jacob Barden coming back at one of the corner spots. He obviously hurt his elbow last year.
Yeah.
Was out. That was another big loss that we didn't talk
Huge
about.
Huge loss.
He kind of came in and did a great job at corner, and then we lost him.
Right. I think on Jacob Barden, we have to remember what an athlete that kid is. He was one of the first people I saw to get 40 points by himself in a track meet with 4 first place individual events. He is kind of a freak of an athlete. When he's healthy, Jacob Barden is long and he's fast. And he's a menace on the field.
Yeah, look like Johnson is running that deep safety. And then you've got kind of Maxon Fogg at strong safety, or Bandit as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
You have Wyatt Ham at the other safety spot. And then left corner, it looks like, out there. It's Gavin Sorgenfrey. So, obviously, this is just them practicing, but just a quick look to see what they have there.
Yeah. When I look at our defensive backfield, I know Ham and I know Sorgenfrey. I like to hit. And so I love those positions, especially at strong safety. If Wyatt Ham can fill quickly from the strong safety position, that is a game changer. It's like what Bob Sanders did back in the day. When you can fill from that position, you can fill quick and don't mind that contact, that's a game-changer position.
Yep. And then, on the D-line, unfortunately, when you don't have the size, you got to use your quickness.
Absolutely.
You
got
to use your hands.
Yep.
Looks like we've got Kroc and we've got Menti, Hefferman. We forgot about Christian. He'll probably be a linebacker spot filling for Landon as well. So.
Oh yeah, I see Christian being at the Sam position a lot. And yeah, you're right. So Hermanson, Weber, Kroc, Menti, you have to rotate in D-line because it is a tiring position. It's a wrestling position, right? It's kind of a constant wrestling match. So those guys will get tired. So they're going to get a lot of work. That group of five and six is going to get a ton of work. To me, they're my X factor on defense that I'm really looking forward to seeing like next week at Loiza.
Yep.
When we play Loiza here is how that D-line handles their Loiza's front line, what kind of messes they can make, and if they can free up our linebackers to make tackles.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously we're just kind of going through, talking about some of the positions that we are seeing out here, but, you know, you got younger guys who we're not going to talk about today because we haven't seen enough from them.
Absolutely.
But we can obviously see some of those kids step up, and hopefully we do see that because that'd be great for the program, great for the team.
Well, every year there's the surprise. There's the one or two guys that you didn't see coming at the beginning of the year who make a really big impact on the team. And, yeah, I'm excited to see who those one to two guys are this year. They come in and they really make a difference.
Just from talking to some of the players, I think Jacob Langley is going to be a kid that we didn't see a lot last year. He's grown a lot.
He's grown
a
ton.
He's a farm kid.
I hardly recognized him when he came up here.
I know.
He's got the longer hair. He's bigger. He's nastier disposition. Yes, I want Jacob Langley to do some damage out there.
So third and long. All right, so Clint, we're moving on to player interviews, and we've got our first interview here.
This is why we're here. This is why we're live at practice.
So practice is going on, and we've got one of the seniors, number 13, Wyatt Ham. So welcome to the podcast, Wyatt. You're the first interview we've ever done on this podcast, so we're excited to have you.
Feel special.
That'll be a trivia question someday. Like, who's the first football player you guys interviewed on the third and long podcast?
It's Wyatt Ham.
It's Wyatt Ham.
So is the tucked under, is that to show off the abs, or is that to keep it cool? Because I don't see anyone else doing it.
It's kind of to show off the abs, I'll be honest. There's no technical thing behind it. I just do it to try to look cool.
Bo Jackson used to do it.
I know. Yeah.
This is why I never tucked up the jersey. When there's no abs to show, you can't do that.
So senior year, Wyatt, how excited are you to get this season started?
Oh, I'm pumped. Everyone's always pumped, I guess, but you really feel it once we get out here, practice starts.
Yep.
You know, it feels a lot different this year than it ever has, that's for sure.
So you're obviously coming back. You're one of our leaders on defense from last year even. Obviously, you're putting in the time on the defense, getting the people where they need to go. Are you looking at offense being a little bit more of a threat, more of a targets coming your way this year?
I mean, yeah, as long as I can get open. We have plenty of great receivers on our team, so I mean, we're mixing a lot of things up this year, and I think we're going to shock people with how much talent we actually have on this team.
Yeah, I like hearing that.
I love hearing that. We talked a little bit about you already when you guys were doing your defensive drills. Having you at strong safety, I think, is like that's the position for you. What excites you most about that spot on the field and your leadership on the defensive side of the ball?
I mean, I think from there I see everything, every play, and it's almost when you're playing Mike Backer, you can see everything, but when you blitz, you don't get to see much. I'm always right there in the middle, getting able to see everything, communicate to everyone, both sides of the ball. And yeah.
So that's what I always loved, and I thought you were perfect for that spot even last year too, because that strong position, it takes the person that doesn't mind the contact, but is also fast enough to get there. You know, so there's a lot of the big guys that like the contact, but they're not fast enough to play that position.
Exactly.
So I love you in that role. And then we talked a little bit about the wide receiver room here as well. It's deep.
Yeah,
you guys have a lot of guys in there right now that can catch the ball. And so I think a lot of it, is there anything that you guys think you're doing to keep Aiden healthy this year to make sure that he's the guy that's throwing you the ball?
I mean, I think a lot of it is on him, and he's been doing a great job of putting himself in the position to succeed. I mean, he's looked even better than last year, even through the injury, and he's progressed so much from the last couple months of being able to watch him recover and see him step by step. I think it'll be good for him this year, especially.
I agree. I'm excited for him.
Mm-hmm. So give us some insight. Anyone that's jumping out to you that maybe didn't play varsity last year that might surprise us a little bit that we need to keep our eye on?
Gavin Sorgenfroh. I mean, I think he's taken a big step in the past year, and I mean, you might even see.
Is he going to do a flip and catch it or anything like that?
If he does, I mean.
I've heard he flips.
He does.
That's what I've heard.
It's pretty cool to watch.
All right.
But
love it.
Oakley Cruz might get be able to see some minutes as some sophomores. As a sophomore, he's looked really good the past couple of weeks now. He's lacking size, but so is most of our team.
I was going to say, that's a common theme out
there. Yeah, but...
Well, that's good to know. Do you attribute a lot of that to weight room work? Oh. You see these guys working hard this summer?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Good, good.
Our numbers in the weight room have been even better than the last couple of years, and Luca's done a great job these past 2 years of setting up a culture and getting us prepared for, I mean, not just football, every sport, and just Tipton athletics.
I was going to say, you're in Tipton, yeah. You can't play just one sport.
Exactly.
All right, so last question, because we got to get you back out here on the practice field, but... What defines a successful season for you?
A successful season?
Yeah. Now, that's a tough question. There's not probably a perfect answer.
I know it's on the spot.
Obviously, you guys came out 4-0 last year, and then kind of, you know, we had the tough end of it. What's a success for you, your senior year?
I'd love to see us in the playoffs, and I think I agree. The mentality, if we get our mentality correct and we get everyone out here who wants to play, and we've seen that all year so far at least, that I think we'll be good to go. Last year I think a couple people were giving up after 1-2 losses. But I think if we can keep rolling win after win after win, I think playoff we can definitely get there for the first time in a while.
I love that goal.
Love your mentality. Well, good luck. We're going to be watching you, and
can't wait
to see you. Yeah, take care.
Thanks a lot.
Yep, no problem.
All right, Clint, we're with our second interview, Peyton Kroc. How's it going, Peyton?
Good.
So my first introduction to you was maybe your eighth grade year. I don't even want to stir up anything, but at Wilton. That was you, right?
Come on, bro.
Broke your leg?
Seventh grade,
so it was even earlier than that.
Broke your leg at Wilton in seventh grade?
Yeah. Oh, geez. Broke his leg. They had no help. He literally was down
it's a junior high football game.
Down there in pain waiting for an ambulance, and I just felt terrible for you. And that was 5 years ago. Here we are, your senior year, my man.
How's it feel?
Yeah.
How's it feel being a senior?
Great.
I mean, what's the excitement level on this team right now and personally?
Thanks, Wyatt.
Very exciting. Mm-hmm.
We
can have a great team.
Awesome.
Good.
Awesome. So what are your thoughts been coming out of this summer? Spend time in the weight room, what you've seen out of the guys, stuff like that. The commitment level to this football team and this football season.
A lot of guys. Putting work in. We got a lot of guys showed up this summer.
Good. Good. What do you think about Glucos program, weight program? Solid?
It's good. Good. Way better than it was.
Good. I like that.
So Coach Nor just getting after you guys about yelling at people. I don't know what. He was yelling at you guys. Is he like that all the time?
Sometimes. Not all the time.
Sorry, I'm just trying to
get He's like, Coach Nor might listen to this podcast. We got to be careful.
No, but senior year, is it kind of setting in right now? Like, this is the last go-around, maybe, unless you go on and play somewhere else. Is this it? Is it kind of setting in? It goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you got to make the most of it. Obviously, you're a big portion of our offensive line as well as our defensive line. You're one of the few that has a little bit of size to you on the team. Talk to us about kind of your progression from last year where you got, some varsity experience and did really well, especially towards the end of the year, and now kind of transitioning to you're the leader of the offense and defensive lines. Talk to us about maybe what that progression looks like, as well as some of the teammates who are going to be seeing out there with you.
Hit the weight room a lot.
Good.
Showed up to
that's the first thing.
All the summer stuff.
Good.
Learn the plays. I just know all the plays and got stronger.
It's half the battle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Be strong, know the plays.
So are you seeing the younger line look your way right now? Do you feel like the leader?
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Do you think you're a vocal leader or just more lead by example?
Lead by example.
Oh, that's not a bad thing. I love to hear that too. I love to hear that too. So we're obviously a little bit undersized. Josh talked about that a little bit. You're one of our few linemen that do have some size to you, some height, whichever. What does that do for our schematics in the game, like how we're going to play, what we're going to, the pass to run ratio, everything else,
how much we're going to blitz,
stuff like that?
I don't know. All these other teams know.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, we do have a wide viewership or listenership of the Third and Long podcast.
We just got to get off the ball fast, be low, and know everything perfect. That's our biggest thing. We got to know everything.
We still
got some work.
So on offense, obviously you got a quarterback coming back that hurt his knee. Obviously you see that's an important thing to keep him upright and keep him protected. Talk to us about some of those other linemen that are going to help protect him besides yourself. You have Austin Ellerhoff coming back. Talk to us about some other guys that we might see here.
Austin Ellerhoff, he's going to be needed at center.
Yep.
I'd say our next player, probably Braxton Heffernan. It's going to be very important.
Yep.
Probably our second solid lineman, Jacob Langley. Great run blocker.
About him, yeah. Yep. Big kid.
Needs to work on his pass blocking, but he's good.
Farm kid, right?
Yeah.
Just like you. He's
I was just saying, farm kid. That's cute.
You like those kids. Him. He,
good.
A lot of push.
And then what about Weber at right tackle?
He's getting there. It's his first year back in a while.
I was going to say, he was out as a freshman.
Yeah.
Took 2 years hiatus, and now he's back out as a senior.
Fresh legs.
He's getting there.
Fresh legs. But that's something you can help him out with.
Yeah, he's learning.
So
how tight of a unit are you guys? Do you talk a lot? Do you have a text thread going, stuff like that?
Yeah.
Good.
I know Coach Cox got you guys together this summer and worked on some stuff. Is a lot of it just the mental side, or is it footwork, physical? Like, what do you guys have to work on there?
Mental.
Knowing
the plays.
Knowing where you're supposed to be. Footwork, yeah.
It's our biggest thing.
Very good.
We still got some work.
So, obviously, we have a kind of a newer group. You know, I had a lot of seniors with Cole Keim and Jacob Sutton. Talk to us about maybe someone that we haven't talked about that surprised you, either younger or someone on the varsity squad that you kind of opened your eyes a little bit. He's digging deep here.
Miles Christian.
Okay.
Miles Christian.
That's a great fantasy
pick. Again, I love players to watch. It just makes fun.
He's strong. He looks the part. Fast. Right? Smart. I think he could really help us out.
I like where your head's at. Well,
perfect.
Peyton, we're excited to watch you. We know you're going to be the guy we're watching on the line because this is your senior year. You're going to give it your all. And I tell you, on defense, you were in the backfield half the time. So now there's going to be a lot of eyes on you. But at the same time, I can't wait to see it. So looking forward to it.
Yep.
Good luck, my man.
Thanks, Peyton.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
All right, Clint. Pretty excited here. As you know,
I
like my quarterbacks. We got QB1 here. During 7-on-7, we grabbed him out of there. So I don't know if it's a good thing because now we're.
I know. I feel like we literally grabbed you during your drill.
So we'll try to keep this as brief as possible. But we have to start off with the elephant in the room. Obviously, last year ended tough spot with tearing your ACL, having surgery on that.
Yep.
It's about as painful as you can handle, just emotionally, physically, everything. It's the whole thing. So coming back from that, walk us through that, just everything you've done to kind of get back here where you're feeling 100% healthy here for the season.
This past few months have been mostly just physical therapy. I mean, that's really all I've done is just physical therapy.
Yep.
Making sure that my quad is just built up to where it needs to be so then my knee doesn't have to depend on other stuff to like get injured or hurt anymore.
Absolutely.
So next week is obviously week one.
Mm-hmm.
You feeling 90%? You feeling 100%? Where you at?
I'm feeling between 90% and 100%.
Good.
I mean, there's obviously going to be some soreness because that just comes with the surgery.
Yep,
there's
sure.
Some swelling. That's just from the hard work that we've done these past few weeks. But I'm feeling pretty good and confident for next week.
Awesome. Very good. And I'd like to hear that.
I'm glad to hear that too.
So obviously part of your game is you like to use your legs and run a little bit. You think that's going to change anything on what you do from a football standpoint?
I don't think it should. I mean, in practice, I felt some mobility issues, but I feel like I can get past that super easily next week.
Yeah. I was telling Clint, I actually tore my ACL my junior year, and it does. It takes a game or two just to kind of get into it and feel comfortable and not feel like, oh, every play, you know. It's your knees. Yeah, this knee is actually stronger than your other one.
Uh-huh.
I'd say that, and that's the truth. It really is. So are you going brace this year with it?
Just a mental thing to know that I have something protecting it.
There you go.
I was going to say, I'm sure your dad and mom will be happy to hear you're wearing a brace all the way through. I know they wanted that to happen to start of last year.
You're double secure, so
exactly.
That mental barrier is gone. So you'll be we'll be seeing you. You're going to be adjusting that thing about every 5 seconds.
That's what I do.
It's going to be your go-to move now.
Uh-huh.
So what are you most excited about other than just getting back out here with your teammates and playing? What are you most excited about here for your senior year? Obviously, last year was cut short, so you get to hopefully have a full season here.
I'm excited to see how we've developed so far. I mean, because last year, I mean, we were obviously pretty good, but this year we have new players stepping up into bigger positions, and I'm happy to see our new offense that we're running, the wing T stuff. I'm happy to see that, see how that goes as well.
Awesome.
That's excellent.
I heard a wing tee in there.
I did hear a wing tee.
Letting some stuff out here. We should have been prying into that. But no, we know we want to get you back out here and with your teammates. So we'll kind of just wrap this up. We've been asking everyone kind of who's their under the radar, or someone that maybe we haven't heard about. Give us an under the radar player that's kind of jumping out to us when we start watching here on Fridays.
It's like someone that's going to be jumping out is Miles Christian. I mean, he didn't play
football. Second time we've heard his name.
Yeah.
Yep.
He hasn't played football since, I don't know, eighth grade or something. And he just joined this year, and he's already looking really, really good. He knows the offense. He's strong. He's fast. He's big. I'm excited to see what he can do in the backfield and in our offense.
Good. And then, you have a whole new receiving core.
I was going to ask.
Yeah, sorry.
How excited are you about this receiving core?
I can't wait. I mean, Jacob Barton, he's 6'2". He can jump. Wyatt Ham, he's just an overall good athlete. Jason Johnson, same thing, overall good athlete. And then Jacob Boedeker, he's tall.
Well, and that was the thing, you come out of last year and we think, oh man, Preston's gone, Griffin's gone, Zach Benz is gone, who the heck is Aiden going to throw to? And then I looked at our receiving room and our receiving core, we've got a great group of guys for you to throw to.
We do.
That's excellent.
And then protecting you up front, you feeling all right with what you got coming?
I do. Good. I feel great about our offensive line.
Awesome.
Especially that left side. Peyton Crock.
Yeah, we just talked with him.
I love Peyton Crock. He's
man of low words, but he's going to tell he's confident, which is great, which is what you want.
He's definitely our best.
I don't think he wants anyone to touch you. So that's that's a good thing.
That's really good. So tell us why we should be coming out to watch this group right here. And as opposed to last year, we started off 4-0, kind of stuttered down the stretch. What do you think the fans are going to see this year?
I feel like that our team has a whole bunch of like better chemistry than we did last year. We feel more like a team than last year. I agree. I know that.
And we've heard that a couple times too from people. I think the camaraderie that you guys developed in the weight room over the summer is going to yield a lot of good results coming out this fall.
Yes.
So, and I love Josh's one question that he asked before. What is your vision of success for this team personally? End of the year, you walk away from this football season. How will you know it's been successful? What needs to happen?
I want to see a better record than what we had last year and make the playoffs. I feel like that's big thing for Tipton footballs, to have an over 500 record and make the playoffs. That is what I want to see for this football team.
Yep. Couldn't agree more. Yeah. I love it.
That's awesome. Well, we will be watching you. We can't wait for your senior year. I just want to see a little bit of that magic from week 1 and 2 that we saw last year.
Exactly.
You'll definitely see
just
it.
Give me a little of that.
Let's keep it going.
Get the fire going. So, yeah.
I can't wait.
Perfect. Well, third and long, awesome. We'll be keeping an eye on you, and hopefully we'll get another interview with you later in the year. But thank you very much, Aiden.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. Keep that knee healthy.
Thanks, Aiden.
We don't mess around. We want to know all the inside information. And we haven't spent much time in the weight room, but we were able to get a little inclination of how strong these kids are. We brought in the dynometer, which measures hand strength. It pretty much measures everything. We know everything about them by what this thing gives us for a readout. And what was your initial thoughts here? We had pretty much about, I don't know, 70% of the team try this thing out.
They did. I wanted it stronger, Josh. I really wanted it stronger. There's a couple guys.
These are high school kids.
There's a couple kids on here that surprised me with 140, 145, 150 pound grip strength.
There's a lot of 110, 120s.
Yeah, like I said, it was some of the surprising ones to me. But some of the names that we've already said that are going to be difference makers on the defense they're strong. And why is that important? We tackle in this game, right? So when you get someone in your grasp, can't let them go, and so grip strength is everything. So I was pleasantly surprised by some. A little bit of weight room work needs to be done by some others.
One of the higher ones that we saw today were done by my partner here, Clint Hinderocker, with a 190 something.
192.
I think I came in second. So our 40-year-old people, Coach Glupko's right there. I forgot to mention Coach Glupko.
Glupko was 185 or something like that. You were like 189.
Oh yeah, 189.
You got 189. So 92, like,
but not to tout the third long podcast, but it was pretty impressive.
The 40-year-olds at the table doing the podcast and not wearing pads shouldn't be the strongest people.
Well, here. I think it was a lot when we were growing up. We baled hay and moved hay, and a lot of buckets and stuff like that. These kids, they don't do that. That's just the way it is.
We need some more hay baling out there.
So we're gonna take a lot of heat for that, but bring it on. If someone wants to try to beat us, go ahead.
We'll bring the, what's called the dynameter.
Dynameter. Yeah.
We'll have to bring the dynameter
wherever you want it.
Wherever you want it, we'll test that grip strength.
All right, so Clint, we're third and long. We're talking mainly football, but we do have some other sports in Tipton that we're going to highlight here quickly that we're pretty excited about. And, you know, we're actually open to a name change if someone has any ideas. Third and long is very football driven.
It is. But we need to be more inclusive, and we need to bring other sports in. I understand
so
that.
So if anyone has any ideas, we've got that new link on or username on Twitter, at Tipton Tigers. Send us a message, and we'll think about changing the name. So I'm going to go over cross country. I'll have you go over volleyball.
Sounds
both
good.
Our daughters play in respective sports, so we kind of know what's going on.
Yep.
So I'll start off the cross country season. Super exciting because it's a new year, but we have a lot of familiar faces back, and there's a lot of depth on the boys team, and the girls obviously added a key member to that team.
Yes.
A 3-time state champ, which is that's always good to have on the girls side.
The members don't get more key than that.
Yeah. So with the regards to the girls, they came out with the preseason rankings this week. The girls, I believe, were fourth.
Fourth, I think they were fourth
overall. And the boys were 15th. There was one that had them like 10th, and the other one's 15th. The one that made the most sense to me, they had them 15th. Yep. I'm glad they had them 15th because I think we're going to shock some people on the boys' side. Yep. I look at their depth. They have the most depth they've had in a long time. They obviously have seniors and Clay Bowman, Xander Hagen. Xander's going to make huge improvements from what I saw from his track season.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Butler's back. So you have three big seniors coming there. And then some nice juniors with Caleb Bowman. Bryce Olsen, I don't know if you've been in town, you've seen this kid run throughout town.
I have seen this kid run throughout town.
So I'm expecting some things from him. Kendrick Hefferman. Obviously, Owen Bolt, I forgot to mention him as a senior. And then you've got this kind of next group that we don't know. A lot of them could jump up. A good runner, Silas McGee, was a great 8th-grade runner.
Mm-hmm.
Gabriel Costello was a great runner. Sean McConnell was a great runner. And then you had kind of the runner last year, Isaac Spangler and Owen Bolt were kind of together, and then you had Brady Woody and Caleb Meyer. Those are kind of run out of what I know from the team, but that's a pretty deep team. It's a deep team, and it's going to really push each other. I expect them to win pretty much every JV meet.
I was going
to
say their JV meet's going to go undefeated, because they're actually going to score runners in every category.
But I look at that, it's going to push that 4th and 5th runner, which were somewhat missing last year. That's going to push them up. And that's what we were missing last year, is that 4th and 5th, and just kind of move them up. And I think if we can get that, 2A is just stacked, unfortunately, for the boys' side. It is absolutely going to be a bloodshed trying to catch those teams.
Yep.
But
yep.
I do think this will be a strong group. I think they'll be in contention for a medal. But we'll see, because we don't know until the season starts. On the girls' side, I mentioned her already, but Noelle Steinis. This is her senior year. She's trying to – we got some music popping in the background here. Football team's trying to get pumped up, but we've got Noelle Steinis coming back. This is first time as a Tiger running cross country because she came
this season. I am excited to see this.
If you haven't seen her run, it's worth the price of admission.
I was gonna say, find a way to get to a meet.
She is very talented. She will be ahead of the pack. So the Gator better have gas in it, because she'll be catching the Gator.
She's amazing. And do we know when the Tipton home meet is?
We do. So it's usually the second meet. So the kickers
is on September
5th, and then the next Tuesday is usually Tipton meet. So
it's
very early.
You get a chance.
Come on out and check it out.
Watch that team.
Watch your boys and girls. And then not to be outdone, and she's a little overshadowed because of Noelle, but Laura Owen, this is her senior year. She's had a stellar career, and she's going to close it out, I think, with a bang.
Yes.
And, you know, she was really coming on at the end of last year, and I expect more of the same from her this year. And if she can kind of close that gap with Noelle, we're going to be sitting in a really good spot come state time.
Talk about another person that's running around town all the time.
Yep.
Laura.
Yep. And I got to give a shout out. We got Ella Hine, my daughter.
I was going to say, let's not forget your kid.
She had never ran a 5K before last year. so this is going to be a nice experience for her to kind of come in and know what to expect. And hopefully we see some improvements from her, as well as some other freshmen, Alexa Fitzgerald and Maya Bodecker. Maya was hurt last year. She only ran a couple meets.
It'll be good to see Maya back.
Good to see her out there, and Alexa coming off of her stellar fair show, fair circuit. Holy smokes, she won everything. So
won everything on the local level, the county level, the state level, and the region level.
Yep, and then we round out our team. We got Coda Fogg, Zoe Hagen, Sadie Hamilton. We got a couple newcomers that I'm not sure yet without having them in front of me. That'll hopefully come in and we hopefully show us some new improvements from that. So looking forward to them. I have high expectations.
Hey, I'm looking forward to that 8th grade cross country class into high school next year. We got some really nice runners in the 8th grade class.
And if you don't know, middle school runs before varsity, so if you want to come out, you can actually catch them all at once. It's such a cool thing.
And hey, during that home meet, we're actually doing a Tipton Tiger for the young kids, the first through 6th graders.
We'll talk about that next week. So. And before I mention, I skipped right over it, but Coach Walsh, who retired or stepped down at the end of last year, obviously a big loss because he's coached some amazing teams and state champions.
Yep, he's been coaching the year multiple times.
Probably will go in as a Hall of Famer at some point. But we got two great coaches coming in who I respect the heck out of. Coach Jill Ingles, who's been around the program for a super long time, and Coach Casey Menny, who was our middle school coach. The kids loved him. That's why you're seeing these numbers increase. He loves running. He loves numbers. It's like a perfect fit for him. He's just fantastic. So
he would spend all summer reaching out to the kids to get them come out and like just
So I'm super pumped to have them both taking over the program, a little fresh start, doing some different workouts. So we'll see. But yes, we'll be talking more about them here in the upcoming shows.
Excellent.
All right, Clint, so we got another sport, volleyball. Talk to us. We lost a lot, and we've got some new teams coming in.
We lost, I think, 7 or 8 seniors last year
including
on that volleyball
team, including the coach.
Coach Collender left. So lots of new faces this year, including the coach. Annie Schmidt comes to us via West Delaware. And
Or Dubuque.
Was it Dubuque? I don't know. I think she was up there. So great having her. I've heard amazing things from the girls, from the parents. I had the parent meeting with Annie Schmidt, Coach Schmidt, the other night. And, man, I love the attitude she brings and the attitude she's brought with these girls.
Young energy.
They respect her. She brought a really nice coaching staff with her as well. So that we have. But either way, we're going to be young. We're going to be a little young. I'm interested to see what we can do. Like I said, we lost, I think, 8 seniors last year. So we have 2 seniors, 2 juniors, quite a few sophomores. That's always been that would be our daughter's class. Quite a few sophomores play. And then we have 2 freshmen who are making a splash up top with Jada Schmidt and Brooke Bodeker.
Awesome.
And so it's going to be, like I said, an interesting season. We're going to be young. There's going to be some learning curves, I'm sure, of that. There's going to be some growing pains that we're going to have here and there. Lots of these girls haven't seen hardcore varsity ball, but we got some really good studs coming back. From Casey Sorkin Fry, here's
great core.
Again, just, you know, she's been fantastic her entire high school career. We got Claire Montgomery back out, who's missed the last couple of years. Has a stellar club season, just a great athlete in general. One of our seniors would be Kennedy Christ. She's got a lot of experience up there. Again, I've heard really good things about Kurt Nordiker coming in. And so, yeah, I think we've got a core talented group there. It's just going to be, can they play together? Are they going to gel together? And I'm really, really excited to see. Their very first game is going to be next Tuesday at Lisbon.
So who's doing libero? We got someone jumping off.
That I'm.
Someone just jumped. That means they have to go back 10 yards.
They got to start the drill all over again.
Coaches are yelling. This is why I'm down here. You got to love it.
It's awesome.
Sorry to interrupt.
I love it. And I believe our libero is Peyton.
Okay.
Peyton Dabo.
Very good. She'll be all over the court.
But no, I think they're not at home for another week and a half, I don't think. But I would get out, try to support these girls.
Yeah, no, I can see them towards the end of the year being, you know, pretty special.
This is a really athletic group. So
that's great. And then we'll talk in the future, but obviously we have a swim program here in Tipton, which we're lucky to have. But
absolutely,
we just don't know enough about them until we get a preview and get this roster and see what's going on. So
perfect.
Very good. All right, so last year, Clint, we always ended it with what we learned. And obviously, we got to do our picks, but we don't have any picks to be made. So we'll just jump into what we learned. What I learned that Coach Glutka spent a lot of time in the weight room, but there was actually another group that spent more time than him at the school. You know who that was?
I don't.
The window construction people. They spent all summer there.
They were there all summer.
Holy smokes. It was fun watching that progress. And
it actually looked really nice.
For those of you don't know, our school is turning 100 years old this year.
Oh, it is.
Yep. And so the way I know that is, and it's actually going to create a lot of havoc, because when you have a youth basketball team, unfortunately, you can't practice in the middle school gym. They don't let us do that. It's a bad thing here in our Tipton program. They don't let us use the biggest gym we have.
Yep.
I'll save that for another podcast. But they forced us to go on the 1925 gym, which now it's going to create havoc, because when you say the 25 gym, are you going to the new gym? Because it's 25. So kids aren't going to know where to go.
That's a really good point.
We'll see if we can get some kids to jump off. Said, "Hut!" Oh, look at them.
It was close. It was close.
They're doing a drill to on two kind of stuff here.
Well, Josh, I will tell you what I learned. I learned that I bought a boat.
I'm not done yet, Clint.
Oh, God.
I'm not done yet.
All right, all right.
I'll let you talk about your boat in a second.
All right.
But the school's turning 100.
Yep.
And we put in new windows.
Yep.
How much do you think we spent on those windows?
I don't even want to guess.
I would like for you to guess.
Like
500,000? 600?
I'm afraid it's in the seven-figure range.
We spent $3 million on windows.
They're nice windows.
That is alarming to me. That is,
are they tornado proof or anything like that?
I don't know, but they do look amazing. I'll give them that. It spruces it up. It looks beautiful. I'm sure the teachers are going to love it.
I've heard it's way brighter inside.
The light is coming in. The only thing I'm concerned about is it's supposed to be 90 degrees on Monday. More light, more sunshine coming in.
And guess what?
Is that more heat?
That $3 million did not buy any air conditioners.
It did not. So, if you're wondering what the $3 million got us, it got us a bunch of windows. I'm going to give you an over-under for me. How many windows did we replace? Stump and Clint.
Let's say 80.
Higher.
Oh, my God. 110.
Oh, you're still way low.
Are you 215.
Low.
No way.
Yeah.
A 500.
You went extreme.
Oh, okay.
276.
276.
And that's just my rough math. 276 windows replaced. So now I can see where the 3 million went. That's a lot of windows. So I asked around. It is actually the most windows of any school in Iowa as well as the Midwest. We have the most windows.
No way.
So that is something we need to tell. Something we, you know, when people come here, we say, "Hey, we have the most windows of any school."
We could probably put a sign up out when you enter the
on one of the windows. On one of the windows. So to me, that's it's something we need to have on either our water tower.
I love that. Most windows in the school.
The first school west of the Mississippi. That's a fact.
That's true.
As well as the most windows.
Yes.
In the school.
So, that's an impressive stat.
Learn that.
That's an impressive stat.
Sorry, I was interrupting your boat skills.
No, to go on that sign out front, just a quick shout out to the Tipton Athletic Boosters and Tipton Youth Basketball. I think all of that really helped out. We are going to get new state championship signs.
Excellent.
On the north and south ends of town put in.
That's great.
And I think that process is going to start here in the next couple weeks even.
Good deal.
So, yeah.
Much needed.
Really good job, and I appreciate the donors that gave to that and helped support that. But what I learned this summer over the last 8 months is I should have bought a boat sooner, Josh.
Yeah.
I bought a boat this year, and I can count on a couple fingers how many weekends I've missed boating. So I'm out there all the time. I'm having a blast with it.
Is there a sponsorship that we could potentially get out of this?
There should be a sponsorship.
Corville Lake Marina?
Corville Marina better do something.
We need to talk to them about this.
I've spent enough on gas at Corville Marina that we deserve a sponsorship.
I bought Clint a shirt that says, "My boat doesn't run on thank you."
My boat doesn't run on thank you. Oh, my God. But it has been a blast this summer, being out on the water. Absolutely loved it. So
yeah,
I learned a shit about a boat sooner.
It's amazing. We live half hour from Corville Lake Marina. We live
absolutely
15 minutes from the Cedar River.
Yes,
and a lot of people don't realize that
we're not on the water enough.
So. Very good, excellent.
All right, Clint. Well, that'll do it for season 2, episode 1. We'll be back next week to preview Loaiza Muscatine. And remember, week 1 is where legends are born and excuses are buried. Time to leave it all on the field.